Welcome to Virtual Seminar University, sponsored by Sam's Club. Today's Tuesday tip is about 5 marketing tips to use now. These tips come to us from CJ Hayden. CJ is a business coach, consultant, and author of Get Clients Now. Okay, so we're in a recession. Now what? Is it time to throw your marketing plan out the window? Cut your prices? Close up shop and look for a job? So what's an entrepreneur or independent professional to do? Maybe now is just the right time to get really, really smart about your marketing. Here's what that might look like. Target, target, target. It's tempting when business starts looking scarce to throw your net wider and market to all kinds of customers or prospects. But this is exactly the wrong approach. Marketing to multiple audiences diffuses your efforts and stretches your resources too thinly. Instead, focus in on the most likely market to need your services, take action on your offer, and provide you with repeat business. Communicate your unique value. When you're clear on who your audience is, it's much easier to craft a message aimed directly at them. Then you can talk specifics when you describe the benefits of working with you. You can also tell prospects how you specialize in their industry, have plenty of experience with projects just like theirs, and possess special tools and techniques to get the job done. Specialization makes you much more valuable than a generic solution. Seek out the low-hanging fruit. Pursuing brand new customers and leads can be labor-intensive, and newborn relationships take time to nurture. Instead, reach out to former customers, clients, networking contacts, prospects who said no in the past, even stale leads if they will recognize your name. A prospect who already knows who you are is many times more likely to take your calls, consider your offer, or come back to your place of business and agree to meet with you. Ask, don't wait for referrals. Even business newbies have an existing network of friends, family, and colleagues who are ready and willing to help you get business. The key is to ask for their help. Instead of simply saying, I'd appreciate your referrals, tell them, I'm looking for new clients or new customers in the X industry or with Y problem. Who do you know that you might be willing to introduce to me? Don't stop when you hear no. On those rare occasions when a prospect truly says no thanks, it may be time to move on. But much more often they say not now, not ready, or not sure. These are all opportunities to follow up after more time has elapsed, or with more information, or with more evidence of your value. It's much more common for prospects to say no than to say yes. So what to do with no answers should be part of your game plan. Thanks, CJ. Sam's Club members can take advantage of valuable services to help build their businesses, including choosing from hundreds of health plans offered by top insurance companies. For more information, visit samsclub.com or call toll-free at 1-866-814-3637. We hope you join us next week for another Tuesday tip. On behalf of Virtual Seminar University, sponsored by Sam's Club, thank you for listening.